Our notion, what pink air meant, was simply this. We'd done an exhaustive survey of the gasoline market, which consisted of sending somebody out to work in a gas station for 2 weeks. He worked in three or four of them. And he came back and I said, "What do you know?" And he said, "I found out two things." He says, "Nobody likes to go to gas stations. Going to a gas station is about as much fun as getting your pants pressed while you wait." He said, "And the only other thing that is important that I could find out is that nobody believes gasoline advertising. They don't believe all these additive claims. And more than that, they don't care. And more than that, there isn't anything, if you're thinking of following that line," he said to me, "there isn't anything in a car that isn't already so chock full of additives, you know, that it can hardly move, except," he said, "if you want to do anything, if the only thing that's left," he said, "I suppose it'd be to put air, to color the air that goes in the tires." So I says, "Okay, that's what we'll do." And he said, "What?" And I said, "We'll set out on a crash program to color tire air."